And Sarah Pillsbury, just before the break, we read an email from Tom, who was concerned about what he called a lot of finger-pointing concerning possible water contamination at the Pease trade port. Without going into too much detail, Sarah, it is hard for people to figure out who's responsible. You know, in other states, we've seen the governors blame the EPA, and the EPA blames the governors, and, you know, somebody else blames the local town, and somebody else blames the business entity. How do people sort it out?
Well, Laura, I think that at Pease Trade Port, you have this level of government in terms of the Air Force and National Guard being there. So plenty of government entities involved in that one. But I think that the primary players are my agency, the Department of Environmental Services in New Hampshire, and then EPA in terms of saying, look, this is a problem and it just has to get dealt with. And the characterization of finger pointing, I think that's very unproductive. I think our agency always feels that's a very unproductive path to go down, because really what you want to do is make sure that people have safe drinking water. And that should be where everybody's goal should be, and everyone should be partnering as much as they possibly can to get to that endpoint. In the case of Pease, they were actually perfluorinated compounds, not regulated. Systems serving greater than 10,000 were being sampled. Pease wasn't being sampled. The department said you have to sample for these compounds. They did. They found one above a health advisory. EPA actually stepped in using a tool that they have that they don't use very often, in terms of saying, okay, this has to be addressed, and we need to get, the well was immediately taken offline, and beyond that, the contamination has to be addressed, and treatment needs to happen here. So I'm not sure I totally agree with the characterization. I understand it's confusing, but, ultimately, I think in terms of saying you just have to take care of this problem, it's my agency, it's USEP.